بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. May Allah accept all of your worships, your recitations of the Quran, your weeping in the middle of the night, inshallah. And we ask Him to purify all of us on these days, these last days of the month of Ramadan. On the 26th day of the month of Ramadan, the dua we have from the Ahlul Bayt reads as follows: Allahumma ja'al sa'yi fihi mashkura wa dhanbi fihi maghfura wa 'amali fihi maqbula wa 'aybi fihi mastura ya asma' as-sami'in. This is a really nice dua, and it's interesting that it's coming towards the end of the month of Ramadan. It's saying, oh Allah, اجعل السعي فيه مشكورا. Make the sa'i, the efforts that I am making in this month, make them mashkur. What does mashkur mean? Mashkur means, maybe a very rough translation of it, is something that is considered, or that others are thankful to, someone else is thankful of. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does something for me, and I am doing the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that blessing that He has given me, in a sense, would be referred to as mashkur, because I'm doing the shukr of that. Our efforts being mashkur, who is the one that's going to do shukr of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that's going to do shukr of it. So what does shukr of Allah mean? We understand what it means for us to do shukr of Allah. We are thankful to Allah for something that He gives us. So what does it mean for God to be thankful of something we have done? Is there anything that He can be thankful of? Is there anything that, not that He can be, is there anything that we deserve thanks for? How does this work? And does this sort of give us the impression that we're doing all this worship because He wants us to, and then He thanks us once we do it? No, that's not what that means. Doing shukr, even when we say we're doing shukr of God's bounties, His blessings, what He's given us, even that we don't fully understand. When we say we do shukr of Allah, people think that it means to just say shukran Allah, thank you very much for this. You gave me a car, thank you very much. You gave me a house, thank you very much. You gave me a good spouse, thank you very much. You gave me a child, thank you very much. You gave me good parents, thank you. You gave me the Ahlul Bayt, thank you. You gave me this, thank you. So it's thanking. The reality of shukr isn't that. The reality of shukr is that this blessing that came from Allah to me, recognizing that it's come from God, recognizing what it is and what it's, how it's supposed to be used, and using it then in the way that God wants me to, that's shukr. So if God has given me a healthy body, the ability to help others, if I keep saying God thank you, then people are coming and I'm seeing them, they need help, they need support, they need me to just pick something up, but I don't do that, I'm not being thankful. God gave me that strength for me to use it in ways that He wants. One of them is this: I'm not using it, that's not shukr. He gave me the health that I have, He gave me the desires I have, the desire to eat, the sexual desire, all of these, for it to be used in a particular way that will benefit me, instead of using it in ways that He wants me to, I misuse it in ways that He doesn't want me to. constantly. I can keep saying thank you, but that thank you doesn't even correctly acknowledge that I realize this is coming from God, because if I really acknowledge that it's coming from God, then I would try to look into seeing what He has said I need to use it for and what this is all about. And I would implement that in practice, in action, would do what He wants me to do with it. Now this is shukr that we have. Shukr that God gives to our action is that He gives it the effect that it's going to have, that it should be having. For example, if dua is supposed to have the effect of causing me to elevate spiritually, that effect is something that God gives it. If God doesn't give it that effect, I can pray all I want, it's not going to have that effect. I can do all the salat in the world, sit down and stand and do one after the other, thousands of rak'ahs of prayer. If He doesn't give it that effect, it will never have that effect. God is going to make this mashkur by giving it the effect. And that effect manifests in numerous ways. One of them is the rewards that you see in the hereafter, inshallah, if we are able to make it there by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what we're saying here is this, we're saying, oh Allah, make my efforts mashkura. This could mean one of two things that come to my mind, at least. Maybe it's, and probably it is because of my limited understanding or lack of understanding, but it could be one of two things. One is, I have this effort that I make in this month to do worship, to do different things. And I'm asking God, I'm begging, I don't deserve this, but please give effect, give the positive effect to these. Give the rewards that these actions would have. This is one possible meaning. And it does make sense. But there's something else in the dua that gives us this meaning apparently as well. There's another meaning that might be intended as well. And that is, I'm not asking for the effect for him at this point, in this passage of the dua. I'm not asking him to give that effect to my actions. I'm asking him to make my actions a type that would have those types of good effects. Something that would not be batil and effectless and useless. For it to be a type of action that does have that shukr accompanying it and will be effective in my spirituality, in my progression towards the goal of my creation. In other words, a lot of times we spend our money, we spend our time, we do things, but what we spend our money, our time, our effort, our energy in is useless. We spend it on things that are not going to be effective in the long run. They will not have any effect on my perfection. I'm asking God, make my efforts, channel my efforts in a direction where they will be actions and efforts that will be mashkur. And I think maybe the second meaning could be a better meaning. Allahumma ja'al sa'i fihi mashkura. وَذَنْبِي فِيهِمَّ غَفُورًا. Oh Allah, make my dhanb, my sins. And sins are more inclusive than just simply the muharramat. It's gradational. At our level, yes, what we need to worry about are muharramat, haram things, forbiddances. Whatever is forbidden in religion, we need to avoid that. And then when we do it, we ask for forgiveness. God, forgive the sin that I committed. But dhanb is more inclusive. That's why Prophet